Affordable housing is in short supply in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria tore through last year. And now some residents of Old San Juan say that Airbnb is making things worse. So the San Juan City Council is considering a one-year moratorium on short-term rentals, and the city is studying how Airbnb is changing the city's character. Airbnb has come under scrutiny in cities around the world, with limits or taxes being considered in New York, Boston, Amsterdam, Santa Monica. Janice Petrovich is with the Association of Neighbors in Old San Juan. She joins us by Skype. Janice, welcome.
How are you?
I'm good, but how are you? There seems to be a lot of tension there over the Airbnbs. What's the biggest problem that you and your neighbors see?
Well, I think what we are mostly worried about is the breakup of community. We have a very tightly knit community. We were our own best friends after the hurricane. We watched out for each other. We made sure that everybody had what they needed. And this only happens when you've got people who live in a place, who know each other, who've developed relationships. Neighbors were absolutely vital after the hurricane.
Well, this is the biggest concern about Airbnb. It was supposed to be, on paper, it started out as people renting out bedrooms, back bedrooms. But it's ended up in a lot of cities with absentee owners buying up units and then turning around and renting them, short-term rentals. But they don't live there. The owners don't live there. Is that what's happening with you?
There may be an owner or two. What we're having in Puerto Rico is slightly different, although there are some absentee owners. What's happening now is that because of incentives that the government created, certain laws to attract people of great wealth to live here in the island, I presume for a kind of a theory of trickle-down economics, we have some very wealthy people who are buying up buildings and creating whole buildings of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. By doing so, they not only change the character of the neighborhood, they also bypass all of the laws that require a formal bed and breakfasts, hotels, guest houses, to have all sorts of permits from fire. They have inspections. They have white glove inspections. They bypass all of this kind of requirement. Mm-hmm. And as I said, they're taking whole buildings that used to be owned by people who live there or rented by long-term renters and converting them, chopping them up often. Actually, we live in an historic zone here in Old San Juan, and they are doing away with all of the requirements of how you rebuild in a historic zone. They're chopping buildings up. Mm-hmm. They're tearing down walls. And we, as neighbors, are continuously calling the municipal government, the Institute for Puerto Rican Culture, trying to get them to come and fine these folks, minimally stop what they're doing. So it's a disregard not only for the neighborhood, but also for the historic and colonial character of the old city.
You know, there's a tension in every city over Airbnbs. And it's the tension between people who say, wait a second, I can make some money off an Airbnb. You know, this is my home. I should be allowed to do that. And people who feel it erodes the character. You know, what do you say to those people? Do you have those people there in Old San Juan saying, well, wait a second, I have an opportunity to make some money?
Yes, we have some residents who do that. And I think that if someone owns a house and lives it for most of the year and rents it out for a week or two or rents out a bedroom, they're still a neighbor. They're still a resident. This is different when you have someone buying a whole building, creating a ton of Airbnbs in a whole building, taking that building out of the long-term rental market or the long-term residential market. And that truly changes the character of a neighborhood. It's all a question of balance. And we think that it's going overboard here in San Juan, same as what is happening all over the world. I think there needs to be legislation, regulation, some kind of control so that we don't lose the neighborhood in Old San Juan.
Janice, is there anything you could say to fellow Americans on this side of the pond about how they might do this more wisely? Let's say they want to come to Puerto Rico. What should they check in your mind? What should they ask?
I think it would be useful to know if the owner of the establishment is in residence. It would be useful to know if where they are coming to stay is a place that is all Airbnb. If they would rent a bedroom in someone's house, they will get a true sense of the place. When you stay with someone who resides there, then you do in a place that is all short-term rental.
Janice Petrovich, spokesperson for the Association of Neighbors in Old San Juan in Puerto Rico. Janice, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.